Welcome, everyone. This is Dan DeMay in Sarasota, Florida. Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night Axel Me Training Podcast series. We've got a great, great call for you tonight. We have a brand new featured guest speaker joining us on the call tonight. You're really going to enjoy this caller. You're going to enjoy her story. You're going to enjoy learning from her experience because it will have so much application to what you're doing in the business. I can absolutely guarantee you about that. Shelly Stevens is going to be joining us for this call. She's a self-made success story. She's an Atlanta area brand representative and a Lansing, Michigan native where, by the way, at last check, it looks like the skies were fair there, Shelly, but it was 5 degrees below zero. So I know you're happy to be in Atlanta instead. Well, Shelly's a registered nurse by training, having started her career in critical care and then transitioning to legal nursing and medical consulting. Her medical background fuels Shelly's passion for health, wellness, and nutrition, and helping other people along the way, all of which, of course, are great attributes for this business. Shelly started her Nu Skin business when her parents enrolled her, and she started at just 19 years of age. Now, during the years that followed, Shelly has, as they say, seen it all. She's learned how to adapt and change as the business has changed over the years. And she's learned some valuable lessons about the fundamentals of goal setting, hard work, and contribution to others. Tonight, some straight talk with a rising star who's setting an example for others to follow. Joining us on the call, Shelly Stevens. Welcome, Shelly.
Thank you, Dan. I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, it's exciting to have you on the call, and I'm really looking forward to having you share your story with our audience. You and I have spent some time prior to the call talking about the call and the topic, and I really got a sense of your story through our discussions, and I also got a true appreciation for the fact that, man, you're so relatable. You're a real down-to-earth person, and I really want to share that, and I think it will come through loud and clear tonight during the course of the call. But before we get into all that, let's talk first about the early years when you started your business at a young age. What attracted you to the business back then?
Oh, my gosh. Well, that was a long time ago, almost 30 years now. And like you said, I was only 19. So honestly, I think it was just like my mom and dad saying, you know, we're excited about this and you should be too. Because quite honestly, I kind of like bypassed it, you know, like I didn't really see it as a big opportunity. However, I did work the business. I saw, true story, I saw at 19 years old, I saw a difference on a half-face demo that we did with our facelift product, the same facelift product we have today, we were using 30 years ago, and that was exciting. So I did work the business. I became a leader with the company, but I really didn't understand what I had my hands on, not like today. But
you
I
know
think
what?
It was my parents saying, you know, you're going to do this or something. I don't know. It was so long ago.
Well, I like the fact that you had that experience back then with the product. You really were attracted to the product, which has, as we will hear today through the course of your story, has really been the mainstay of your attraction to the product line, no question about it. I mentioned at the beginning of the call, Shelly, that tonight's podcast is entitled Straight Talk. Now, you've certainly experienced highs in your business along the way, but you've also experienced what nearly everyone in this business deals with, and that is some lows. Now, we're going to focus tonight on just the positive, the high experiences, but I think it's important as well for our audience to know that you're a real-life, relatable person who saw a true opportunity then, and you see true opportunity now. Tell us a little bit more about your journey with Nu Skin, Shelly.
Well, do you mean just starting back, like what exactly do you mean?
Yeah, tell us why you thought it was so attractive back then and why through the years you have come back to the Nu Skin opportunity to renew your interest.
Okay. Well, like I said, I really didn't see the big opportunity at 19 years old back then. I you know, I don't know. I guess my mind was elsewhere, but I did become a leader with the company. Then life kind of happened. I went through some personal things and kind of let the business go by the wayside and then picked it back up a few years later. And just with new introduction of the companies, you know, with continuously putting out new technologies and products for us. They're always just reinventing themselves, it seems, over the years, that I would always, you know, jump on board again with these new products and things. And I guess I still kind of didn't get the whole picture, I don't think. I saw everyone's lifestyle and the people that had become successful, and I knew I wanted that. But I don't know, there was a missing link. I just wasn't getting something. I wasn't feeling the whole thing. Or maybe I wasn't willing to put in the work, quite honestly. So I dabbled in it here and there, and then I would come, and then I would go, and then I would come, and then I would go. So it was nice that the business was always there for me, and that the company was always there. And I always continued to use the product all these years, for 30 years. Nothing I could find would compare, especially at the price point that we come in at. So I continuously used the product. That's what always kept me connected. And then most recently, what got me back in the business was a little over a year ago. I had heard about the toothpaste, and I had heard about it on social media, and so that intrigued me because we had never had that in the past. That's not how we built the business. So I got very excited about that, and I kind of just took a leap of faith, did a couple of posts, and had kind of a success right out the gate with those couple of posts. And I don't know, just something is so different about this time. I think it's, number one, my mindset is different. And I think it's the introduction of having the social media that we never had all these years that just allows us to be able to build those relationships, you know, so much faster. And I guess just really to be able to build relationships with people across the world that we would not have had the opportunity to do without social media. So this is all together different now. It's such an exciting time, and I know I'm with the right company, obviously, if I've stuck this long.
I want to talk about that's an important thing to mention, I think. And there's so many pearls of what you just mentioned, Shelley. I want to dive into it a little bit more. You have come and gone, as you said, over the years in the business. And that particular aspect of the business, that particular facet, it actually is very, very attractive to millennials these days, because those millennials who are taking advantage of the gig economy, many of them will come and go. They'll pick up the business for a while, make some money, reach their goal, and then move on to something else, and then come back to it for another goal, make some more money, et cetera. So that aspect of the business that it didn't even appeal to people back when you were coming and going, as you say, probably is very, very attractive to a lot of people now. So that's an interesting thing that you mentioned. But the other thing I want to focus on for a moment, Shelley, is that along the way, I would imagine you had the opportunity to look at some other opportunities to make money, whether it's network marketing, other businesses, et cetera, but you kept coming back to Nu Skin. Well, first of all, why did you select a network marketing company to invest your time with, and then why Nu Skin?
Right. So, yeah, so that's one thing I actually forgot to mention was with coming and going, you know, I did get into nursing, and I knew that I know I'm not a good employee. So I like to kind of work when I want to work. I like to set my own schedule. I like the flexibility. And so having a job with an employer just never really, I just wasn't good at that because I, being in the hospital, as a nurse, you know, they wanted you to work the weekends, the call and all of that. And that just was not me. I did not like to be away from my family. I wanted to take my son to school and just, you know, be there for all the family stuff. Didn't like to miss out on stuff. So I stepped away from the bedside nursing and got into the medical consulting work because I knew I would have the flexibility. Well, I looked at a lot of different businesses when I was making that transition. I actually walked away from the hospital and just didn't do anything for a couple of years, homeschooled my son and just really thought quite for many months about what I wanted to do, looked into franchises. Even the cheap ones were thousands and thousands of dollars. And then none of them really appealed to me. I didn't really, you know, I couldn't really find the right thing to do. I thought about like mom and pop type things, and I just couldn't come up with something with a good idea, and didn't have the money to do that either, didn't have those millions of dollars to invest into things. So that's why I came up with the legal nursing business. Well, unfortunately, that didn't work for me either, because I'm learning that some of our work is being outsourced to Nicaragua, I was recently told. So where you think that could be a great thing, it was for flexibility, but it's not for money. So it's kind of like it just made me realize and reaffirm that network marketing is where I need to be, because it not only gives you the income, but it also gives you the flexibility. And so you have both. You have the time freedom, you have the money. So with the legal nursing, yes, I had the flexibility, but I didn't have the work. So I was like, okay, I am back to, I know network marketing is where I need to be. And then I looked at different companies, and I was like, I cannot go with company A, B, or C, because I'm going to have to still keep using Nu Skin products. Like, I can't do without the youth. I can't do without, you know, any of the age lock stuff. How will I ever be successful at another company if I can't walk away from the Nu Skin products, which I just won't do? So I just literally put my blinders on, and I'm like, this is it. This is my time. I'm not going to be all wishy-washy back and forth ever again. This is the time to do it, because I know the lifestyle that some of the leaders have, and I'm ready for that, and I'm ready to help bring as many people as I can with me, because I know it's real. I've experienced a little bit of it, and I'm ready to get that back again, and I know Nu Skin is the best company to do that with.
Well, it's exciting, and we certainly are thrilled and pleased to be able to work with you. I know Cindy's been spending a lot of time with you, and she's just so excited about your enthusiasm and your motivation. But you mentioned, I think, before the call started, that it was about a year ago when you really had a turning point in your view of the business, in your mindset. And you mentioned a moment ago as well that toothpaste was perhaps instrumental in that. But what really was it? What was the big thing, Shelley, that turned your mind around so that you could really, truly grasp the enormity of the opportunity that we have today?
I think it's a lot of things. It's plugging in to the to everything with the team, staying in contact. It's, you know, having success with the toothpaste. It's having social media there. It's knowing that this is a great company, and just, you know, finally doing what all of the leaders have been saying to do all these years, and actually doing the work instead of just thinking about it. So I think just putting everything together has just, it's opened my eyes, and just everything has aligned. Does that answer your question?
It absolutely does. It sounds like the time is much better in your life now than perhaps ever before, and that is true for nearly everyone in the business. The timing has to be right, to be sure.
Right.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your practical day-to-day activities in the business. I know we talked a little bit about social so far, but let's get into that. Let's get into some of those details. What are some of the important things that you've learned so far about the social media building aspect of the business that are really important for the listeners to know tonight?
Well, I mean, my personal opinion, because I've done it a lot of different ways. You know, I mentioned I had the success from the very first post. I had two, because I had been in the business for so long, in and out of the business for 30 years, some of my friends knew that I, you know, used and sold Nu Skin products. So I took the approach of doing referral posts first. So I asked two of my good friends to do a referral post for me. Sold quite a few tubes on those first two posts, which was nice. You know, gives you the immediate cash. However, I will say that's not always where it's at, I guess, because there are some posts that I've done referral post where, you know, you don't get anything. And it's easy to get discouraged from that. And if I can just, you know, I hope that I can just say at least one thing on tonight's call that will, you know, stick with somebody to help them is like not to get discouraged if your posts don't do anything. Because I have had referral posts that have gone up that didn't get anything. And it's easy to slip into that discouragement. But what I can say is that months later, like in this one instance, it was probably 3 or 4 months later, I had somebody internationally see that post. I still don't know how they found it, but scrolling through or however all that stuff works, I don't know, it's over my head, but they found that referral post on my wall and reached out to me. So now I have a potential international distributor from that referral post that sold no toothpaste. Well, maybe it sold like 4 tubes, but so I think that's important for people to know, is that when you have a post that doesn't do well, that just means it's not doing well at that moment. It doesn't mean that nothing will become, you know, something can become of it months down the road. So I think that's one important thing.
Is it important to be consistent, by the way, Shelley, in your activities when you're on social?
Yeah.
In other words,
yeah,
do a absolutely. Little bit every day or nearly every day. Why is that so important?
Well, I think it's, you know, you've got people that are watching you. You may not realize it because they probably, you know, maybe don't like or love your posts, or they don't comment on them, but people are watching. As a matter of fact, I just had a friend of mine who was basically a customer. This was probably 10 years ago from when I worked at the hospital, and she was buying product. And so she probably has been seeing my posts but not really commenting on them. And she just sent me a message a few hours ago tonight that she wants to start using the Pharmanex products again.
Wow.
So I just got her account reestablished right before this call. So I think it's just important because people are watching you. I mean, they're wanting to see if you're serious. They want to see if you're taking this seriously, if you're committed, and if they want to join you, because that's really what they're doing. They're joining you when they join this business. So they want to make sure that they're joining the right person, and your consistency and your commitment, you know, is huge.
How important is it to build those relationships online?
Oh, my gosh, so important. So I am of the philosophy that, I mean, I don't like to have anybody, because I'm sure we've probably already all had it happen a time or two, you know, where somebody contacts you and they immediately start vomiting their business all over you, trying to get you in their business. So I don't like that at all. To me, that's a turnoff. So I will spend the time, and that's what I use Facebook a lot for. I will be joining different Facebook groups, getting to know people, you know, sometimes for a couple of months. But I'll try to connect with somebody. I'm very, what's the word? Not picky is not the word, but I'm selective. I look at their bio. I kind of scroll through their page to see if it's somebody that I feel connected to. And if I do feel connected to them, maybe they're in the medical field or just some kind of connection, I'll friend request them. And then I'll just start, you know, getting to know them. And then if their need comes up in that conversation, then, of course, I will offer them our gift, because that's how I truly see it today. Whether it be the business that I'm offering them because they have a financial need or maybe they want to stay at home, or I'll offer them a product if I hear that they have a need for one of our products. So, you know, I'm always listening for that. But if I feel like, okay, I've gotten to know this person, we have a pretty good relationship going now that started, and I don't hear a need, then I'll ask them questions to try to pull out that need. And because I have built a relationship with them over several months, they feel comfortable then answering me, you know, instead of
just... What kind of questions do you like to ask?
So, I mean, like, I'll know, like, a lot of times you'll know where they work, maybe not know what they do. So I'll just, like, one girl I just recently asked, you know, so I see you work at a medical facility. You know, my background was nursing. Are you a nurse? And so she came, and this is somebody I had developed a relationship with on Facebook. So she answered back, and she said, no, I'm not a nurse. I'm just the front office girl. And then right in that same post, she started to tell me that she didn't really, you know, didn't really like that job. It just was paying the bills until she could start her own business. So, you know,
that
mean.
That sounds like a wide open door to me.
Yeah. Yeah, but I had developed that relationship with her, yes. You know, for a couple of months ahead of time. So it was almost like we knew each other, and she lives in a totally different state, you know. So, but there's that, mm-hmm. You just feel that connection with certain people, and then they begin to trust you. And I would have never had that with New Skin prior to social media. That's why this time is so much different. It can just happen so much, you know, quicker.
Yep, and you built that relationship so that when you were there to offer a solution for the need, you didn't appear as if you were spammy, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and no one likes to be sold. No one likes to be, harassed, or no one likes to be, it felt like they're being used or taken advantage of. So
right.
That's a mistake, I guess, that a lot of people make, especially if they're not really adept at building business through social. Have you found that to be the case?
Yes. And, you know, we all, you know, we have to learn, but I'm sure I've probably come across that way somewhere along the line. But you learn with time. You know, you learn from your mistakes and you just move on. But now I'd really try to, and it makes me feel better. Like, I feel good about myself when I do offer our gift. That, you know, I reached out to her to be friends with her, and then she just happened to bring up a need, and I had to offer it to her. And so, and here's the thing with that, too. So she came back, and she told me she was already a rep with another side hustle. Well, so I could have easily ended that conversation and not gone any further, you know, with her on that. But I thought about it for a second, and I'm like, hold on, she can have two side hustles. You know, there's lots of people that do that. So so I offered her ours anyways. I asked her if she would be interested in you know, something in addition to that one, because I knew that her company she was with was very limited in the product offerings, and nothing really conflicted with what they offer compared to what New Skin offers. So, and lo and behold, she actually told me she was interested. So she said she wanted to learn more about the company. So you've got to ask people. If you don't ask people, you'll never know. And they don't know. When I told her that the name of the company was New Skin, just because she wanted more information and we were going back and forth, I asked her if she'd ever heard of New Skin. She said no. Mm-hmm. Like, so for me, being in the business, in and out of the business for 30 years, like, that's amazing to me that there's still people out there that don't know about New Skin. But there really is. So that's
it is
our,
amazing.
You know, our, yeah, that's our job then. We've got to tell people about the company and the toothpaste and whatever else they need, because there's so many people that don't know about it yet. So
find the need and then offer the gift, as you say. What a perfect perfect way to approach the business. So you're building with a lot of social, Shelly. Are you also still building one-on-one in the old-fashioned traditional way that actually you started with when you built the business those many years ago?
Yes. I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, I think that's an important thing that we can't miss out on. So I would probably say, you know, 50-50 or 60-40. Because when you're out and about at the gym or at the grocery store, you know, if you listen to people and interact with people and smile at people, it's amazing just what you can learn in that short amount of time when you're out and about, not even through social, and find out that they have a need for something too. So yeah, don't miss out on your opportunities for sharing our gifts with people offline as well. Because I'm doing that with some people at the gym right now, and So that's definitely an avenue that you don't want to pass up to.
No question about it. So we've talked about a couple different ways that this time is different for you, Shelley. It really is different as compared with when you joined the business. Does that mean that your goals are different now than they were back then? And maybe you have a different way of looking at how you build a business compared to what you did many years ago?
Yes, I believe so. I think that, what I can say is that I had heard so many times about writing it down and being clear about what you want. And through the years, I'm like, yeah, I don't need to do that. but it makes a difference, as you know. When I did those two referral posts almost a year and a half ago now, it was August of 2017 that I put those posts up. I got out a piece of paper and I wrote down August, September, October, November, December. And I mean it very simple. How many new affiliates am I going to have? How many new customers am I going to have? You know, how many points for the success trip am I going to have? Or how many do I need, still from now August to December? That was when we were qualifying for South Africa. And so I kind of backed it up and then divided it by how many months I had left. And then, this is my income goal. So I made it kind of simple, just a few basic things. And I kept that at my desk in front of me every single day. And it's amazing how close how close I came to meeting that goal for South Africa, only having half of August. I think I started mid-August. Half of August, September, October, November, and December, I think I was only just maybe a few points shy of earning that trip. But I'm going to get the next one to Ireland, so it's okay.
Absolutely.
But well, it's amazing it's amazing.
Is it different now as well, Shelley, in terms of the way that you view other people's perception about what you're doing with your life and your business?
Yeah, I've learned too that I used to be very worried about what people thought about me. I used to be very embarrassed, I guess, by being in network marketing. But I heard somebody, one of the leaders in the company, say, the day that she got over being, I guess, embarrassed about network marketing or being okay with it or however she worded it, she saw her business flourish. It just changed everything. And it wasn't shortly after that, that sunk in, and that still sticks with me today. And the day that I felt the same way, it's okay. I used to be oh my gosh, how am I going to get around that, But it is what it is. And that is, it's a beautiful business. We help people. It's a win-win situation. It's, in my opinion, much better than the corporate structure, So I'm okay with it now. And when I internalized that and I really got it, that made a huge difference for me. And then just not really caring, if people think I'm crazy or whatever, because I realize they're not putting money in our pockets. They're not helping me pay my bills. And then I watch the jobs that I do, disappear. So you do what you have to do. And so, all that has really changed my mindset.
Is it different now, Shelley, in terms of your ability to understand really how much of a gift you have available to positively impact other people's lives?
I'm sorry, can you ask that again?
Sure. Do you have a better understanding now than you did back when you started about your ability, your true ability to change people's lives in a positive way?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah. like I said, at 19, I didn't really understand. I know there's some 19-year-olds out there today that do, but I was one of those that didn't. It just took me, I don't know, maybe I'm a slow learner. It took me a while to get it. But I totally understand now what we have our hands on is so big. The company's there for us every step of the way. They bend over backwards for us with everything they give us and all the science and everything. Everything's there. It's just up to us to share these gifts and let people know about it. and have fun along the way, and you see people that you bring in, you know, have success too, and we have the immediate retail cash now, so that's different, you know, right, Dan? Like, we didn't have
Absolutely.
That years and years ago, right?
So, totally different.
Yeah, totally different. Back in the older days, you didn't make money really out the gate. There wasn't the retail markup like we have today. So that's another huge difference, is that we can help people make money without spending a penny if they don't want to, right? And they put the post
Absolutely.
Up, and they can make money immediately. That's so much different than it used to be.
Well, that penny now bond that we have now is amazing, isn't it?
I'm sorry, say it again?
The pay me now button that we have in our compensation plan is amazing. We didn't have that before. It's truly changing people's lives. There's no question about it. So, Shelley,
and the velocity, Dan. The velocity.
Oh, absolutely. No
Holy
question about
moly.
That.
Yeah.
Everything is really so improved.
Yeah. Yes, it's amazing. And my check from August, when I was doing all that work, like today with the velocity, they doubled our pay. It went from 20% to 40%. I mean, wow. Yeah, it's really exciting times.
That cannot be overstated, to be sure. So, Shelley, our time is winding down. Unfortunately, it's been just a fantastic call, but I want to give us all a chance to hear maybe a final thought or two from you in terms of how your journey might be able to positively impact the people who are listening to this call. What final tip or piece of advice can you share with us tonight?
Oh, boy, just one thing. I really think that for me, because one of the biggest things is mindset, that I think I would recommend that people really start working on their mindset. And, you know, whether that be to get a good book on that kind of a thing, I just think that that's so important, because our thoughts become, you know, what happens is what we think about. And so I'm learning this more and more, and the whole law of attraction and everything is so, so real. So I think that's, you know, my biggest tip would be to, you know, invest in a little bit of reading every day, 15 minutes a day even, just to get started. I was never a reader, so it was a little bit hard for me, but I think that has what's really helped me personally. And then just get out there and just take action and talk and do. And then you'll see things start to change.
Absolutely. Great, great advice. Shelley Stevens, our featured speaker for tonight. It's been a great call, Shelley. I can't thank you enough. I know everyone who's listening to this is going to find a pearl or two of wisdom that you have imparted that's going to be a very, very positive impact for the business. I can't thank you enough. It's been really a lot of fun, and I hope you come back soon and spend some more time with us in the very near future, because I know you have a lot more to share. So, Shelley Stevens, thanks so much, and I want to invite our audience to be with us next Thursday. That's February 7, 8 p.m. New York time, for another installment in this Axel Me Training podcast series. Of course, you can share this podcast that you just enjoyed with Shelley Stevens with your entire team in a matter of moments by going to the Axel Me Facebook page and also axelme.com. But for now, I want to thank Shelley Stevens. It's been a great time spending some moments with you, Shelley. Thanks so much, and thanks to all of our listeners. We'll talk with everyone very, very soon. Good night, everyone.